KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 41 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green reports this morning, 32-year-old Nathan Kinsey of Atlantic was arrested today for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Kinsey was booked into the Cass County Jail. And no injuries were reported following an accident Wednesday afternoon at 6th and Chestnut Streets. Green says Sharon Huddleston of Stewart was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device after she failed to stop at the light and her vehicle struck a vehicle driven by Alan Redler of Harlan. The accident, which happened around 1:10 p.m., resulted in $2,800 damage altogether. Shelby County Emergency Management officials said this morning that the county fire danger index will remain high through Sunday. When the fire danger rating is high, burning of any kind is restricted in Shelby County unless approval is received from your local fire chief. Controlled burns that are not reported will result in the fire department being dispatched and fires extinguished if determined to be unsafe. You should call 712-775, or make that 755-2124 with any questions you might have. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening heard from representatives with the MediaCom with regard to the future of high-speed fiber-optic internet service for business and residential customers. They also heard from members of the business community who expressed concern the problem with obtaining faster service would not be solved anytime soon. MediaCom Government Affairs Director Lee Grassley told the council their initiative toward faster service, Project Gigabyte, began with the announcement in March of this year in honor of the company's 20th anniversary. He said also that a big announcement is coming in January from their CEO about a major service upgrade that will be implemented within the next year.
The company spends nearly $500 million every year in upgrading systems, building more fiber, plus various hardware upgrades that are needed in order to keep the system up and running and allow us the ability to employ new technologies. And this is an ongoing thing. Our chairman, CEO Rocco Camizzo, has pledged an extra $1 billion. And what we're going to do with that $1 billion over the next 3 years is we are going to bring gigabit level service to the door of every person that's currently a MediaCom subscriber or who is passed by a MediaCom. The pledge was by Rocco to do this stuff and have it all done by the end of 2018.
Grassley said they've tested the Gigabyte system in Columbia, Missouri for the past 13 months and that they're ready to implement the service elsewhere.
In January of 2017, there will be a formal announcement in Des Moines with the governor. And at that time, the governor and Rocco will lay out the timetable, and I think that you will be pleasantly surprised and happy at the timetable. I know what it is. I'm not going to tell, but it is something that I am excited about. We as a company are excited, and we have the ability to provide the very best technology available to the people of Atlantic and the people of Iowa.
As for a possible working agreement with the city of Atlantic for improved fiber-to-business service, Grassley said, "We want to be a friend and a partner to the folks here. All we ask is that you allow us and find out what we have to offer." Scott Bennett, an information technology specialist who was in the audience at Wednesday night's meeting, said the business community needs better internet service than what is currently available, and he encouraged the council to find a way to invest in the infrastructure that would allow local control and money to stay in Atlantic.
There's been a lot of talk about fiber optics in the past year, and it's my passionate plea that we continue having that conversation about investing in Atlantic. Our businesses need better internet service than we have now. Communities around Atlantic, their local telephone companies have made that investment. Every business and residents in Anita and Griswold have fiber optics that are already attached to the side of their buildings today. And they could have service tomorrow. Well, obviously the basic services are, in the 50s to 100s. They're not gigabit. I'm not even talking about gigabit right now. Walnut, Elkhorn, Cumberland, they're all gonna have it very soon. These aren't hypothetical. These aren't talking about announcements that are coming. These are things that they're digging trenches for right now today. Atlantic is way behind.
Bennett said business leaders he's spoken with want a local provider who is ready to invest in the future of the city.
There's businesses that want to come here. There's people that want to have this connectivity so they can grow their business in Atlantic. And I'm worried that we aren't meeting that need. I spoke with local businesses that they're very aware that MediaCom has service in the city. But they want another choice. They want a local choice. They want someone local that can help them have these services. Whether that's a utility or a public-private partnership, I don't know. I realize it's going to be very, very expensive. Everybody's scared about how much it's going to cost. People are rolling their eyes. I get it. But other communities have worked through this. I think if we reach out and work with those communities, work with other communities that have done this right, and they've done it wrong, and we can learn from those mistakes.
Mayor Dave Jones says he's checked with other cities like Indianola that have city-owned utility for fiber optic service and has concluded the debt is too much of a burden for Atlantic to carry.
In my heart, I cannot have the council do a $10 million revenue bond just so you can get a little bit cheaper service to find out that I know how competition goes. If you didn't come with the Atlantic with a $10 million revenue bond, we will upgrade ourselves to gig and somewhere down the road. Just look at Omaha, look at Des Moines. Look at the fighting going on between stuff. I'll guarantee you Atlantic fiber might be the highest price going. They're going to come down and say, well, they got to pay the $10 million revenue bonds. That's just common business then.
Mediacom local area operations manager Bo Hicks said they want to bring their fiber optic specialist to town to meet with the chamber and economic development officials to discuss the matter further and continue talks with the city about their future capabilities and services. Elsewhere in area news, Creston police report a woman from Lenox was arrested Wednesday evening for assault with injury and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. 37-year-old Brenda Davis was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. A traffic stop on Railroad Highway in Pottawatomie County Tuesday afternoon resulted in a pursuit and the driver bailing out of the car into a cornfield at 296th Street west of Persia in Harrison County. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said yesterday the incident began around 1:30 or 1:45 p.m. Tuesday when a deputy tried to stop a Chevy Cavalier for driving recklessly. The vehicle also reportedly had invalid or non-existent license plates. The vehicle continued north on Railroad Highway into Underwood before turning onto a gravel road and into Neola. The car then went north into Harrison County where the driver abandoned the vehicle near a cornfield and took off on foot. During the chase, the suspect vehicle nearly struck several other motorists. Numerous law enforcement agencies were involved in setting up a perimeter in an attempt to corral the suspect, who was described as being a male in his late teens or early 20s, wearing red shorts and a baseball cap. The man was not believed to be armed. Harrison County Sheriff Pat Sears told KJAN News that agencies involved in the search included deputies of the Pott County Sheriff's Office, troopers of the Iowa State Patrol and officers of the Department of Motor Vehicle Enforcement, the Harlan Police Department's K-9 unit, Shelby and Harrison County Sheriff's deputies, and Omaha Police Helicopter Able 1. The search was called off at around 4:15 p.m. Authorities suspect the man may have called someone to pick him up. Sheriff Danker said the car was impounded and a warrant was being obtained to search the vehicle in hopes of finding the registered owner and or possible driver. Early reports indicated the vehicle had not been reported stolen. Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that two people were arrested Tuesday morning. 26-year-old Dale John Kraft, Jr. of Omaha, was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear in court on two counts of possession of controlled substance. His bond was set at $2,000. And 36-year-old Timothy Trelicka of Sydney was arrested at the Fremont County Jail on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. His bond was set at $14,000. A former city official in Sydney accused of falsifying drinking water quality tests has made a plea deal for probation. 36-year-old Mark Travis pled guilty on Monday to knowing discharge of a pollutant. Prosecutors dismissed a charge of felonious misconduct in office. The records say Travis was sentenced to a year of probation and fined $625. He was also given a deferred judgment under which his record will be cleared of the conviction if he successfully completes the probation. Authorities say Travis falsified the City of Sydney's monthly operation reports that were given to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources from the years 29 to 2015. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.